The district will ask the Board of Education to lay off 35 more employees in next year's budget, mostly from the central office, but also from the ranks of teachers and teaching assistants, according to Suzanne Slack, the district's chief financial officer. Slack says this brings the total number of proposed layoffs in the budget to 85. She calls the move financially responsible.
We felt with the budget we've brought forward already that those are the reductions that are sustainable, that we can live with those budget cuts and still provide good programming in the schools. We felt that we needed to go back one more time and ask in central office what additional things could we try to do without for next year.
It's been a more difficult year than usual for the district because its fund balance or savings account is pretty much as low as it can go. So in order to close a $24 million gap in the $366 million spending plan, the district is proposing borrowing $24 million in advance of future state aid. Common Council will vote on the budget that's included in the overall city spending plan next week. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.